The 19th Wednesday in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is from St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "If your brother or sister has sinned against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are in private. And if he listens to you, you have won your brother. If you are not listened to, take with you one or two others, so that the case may be decided by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he still refuses to listen to them, tell it to the assembled church. But if he does not listen to the church, then regard such a one as a pagan or a publican. I say to you, whatever you bind on earth, heaven will keep bound, and whatever you unbind on earth, heaven will keep unbound. In like manner, I say to you, if on earth two of you are united in asking for anything, it will be granted to you by my heavenly Father. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." The commentary today is from Father P. J. Inarrajai Illia, from El Montañà, Barcelona, Catalonia. Today, in this brief fragment, the Lord teaches us three frequently ignored but important ways of proceeding. Understanding the advice for a friend or colleague. To point out to him, in discreet intimacy, the two of you in private, clearly point out the fault, his erroneous attitude, so that he can revitalize his way of life. Eventually, if the first advice did not result in anything positive, get the collaboration of another friend. But if even if this way of his conversion cannot be achieved and his sin causes great scandal, we must no doubt have to exert the prophetic and public act of denouncing. That today may be just a letter to the editor, or a demonstration, or a banner. However, this way of acting is very demanding for whoever practices it, and is frequently thankless and awkward. This is why so many find it much easier to choose what we wrongly call Christian charity, which is nothing but pure escapism, comfort, cowardice, false tolerance. In fact, as St. Bernard said, the same punishment awaits evildoers as the complacent who tolerate them. Every Christian has the right to demand from us priests the forgiveness of God and his church. At a given moment, a psychologist may appease your state of mind. A psychiatrist, through medical care, can defeat an endogenous disorder. Both can therefore be very useful, though at times may prove to be insufficient. For only God may forgive, remove, forget, destroy personal sin. And only his church can tie or untie wrongdoings while transcending heaven's judgment. And thanks to all this, help souls to enjoy an internal peace and start to find happiness. In the priest's hands, the words lie the privilege of taking the bread for Jesus, Eucharist, to actually become immanence and food. Any disciple of the kingdom can join another one, or better still, many more, and with fervor, faith, courage and hope, submerge himself into the world to transform it into the true body of Jesus, mystical body of Jesus, and in his company, go to God the Father, who will listen to our pleas, for his Son promised us so. Quote, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." Unquote.